Zadora Community Auditorium, is that correct?
It is.
And Jim, would you start us off?
Door Community Auditorium in Fish Creek, Door County, incorporated in 1994. They've been doing this for 28 years. The goal of the program is to enrich, entertain, challenge, and through a balanced combination of performing, visual, and literary arts, and to provide opportunities for social, educational, and cultural growth. They have presented 353 artists in their most recent season to 27,500 adults and 3,000 young people. Once again, this is a seasonal program because of Door County's position as a tourist community. The population swells from 28,000 to about 250,000 in the summer. It's a quality, well-rounded summer concert program. The Classical Peninsula Music Festival is extraordinarily high quality. And their Link Gallery, that's the name of the gallery, features student art year-round in a variety of creative ways. They have recently reduced their debt to zero through a succession of profitable years. Their challenge moving forward is to replace a local theater troupe, the Northern Sky Theater, which recently acquired its own building, and therefore will no longer be presenting its shoulder season performances in the Door County Auditorium. So they're going to have to replace that money and that programming somehow. This is an exceptionally connected staff. I was impressed with the partnerships. I was impressed with the degree to which the staff members are involved in key organizations in the community. I'm wondering, I did not see a lot, aside from the student art gallery, I did not see a lot of indication of the way in which the organization strives to serve local residents, that is year-round residents, during the off-season. It would have been helpful to see that. They have a new strategic plan in process. Once again, I'll be interested to see it fully developed. I thought that their audience survey was quite well done. I believe that's what I have to say.
So, Jim, I'm going to insert for a moment. So the Peninsula Music Festival and Northern Sky are their own nonprofit organizations.
Okay.
Is that clear within the narrative?
Yes, sufficiently. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Thank you.
Beth Lemke, comments?
I reiterate again the majority of what was said. I have the same concerns, too, with the loss of Northern Sky. They're going to have to make up that kind of rental or that revenue space for that. So having that solid plan in place is going to be key. But, again, they did a good job of recognizing who their older audience might be and some of the challenges that they have with, 20 to 35-year-olds. But, honestly, I don't know that anybody's going to be able to crack that one anytime soon. It's a tough one that we're all, struggling with on how you give back. So,
gray heads are a renewable resource.
I do appreciate how, like you said, they try to partner and work, but I do agree it is more seasonally driven versus year-round.
Thank you. Beth Bonnie, comments?
I did take note that the facility seems to be used, in the off-season through their partnership with the school district. They said that every single child in their K-12 program performs multiple times throughout each school year on their stage. And so these free school events bring every resident of the community through their doors
mm-hmm.
In an accessible
Thank
way.
You.
Good point.
I like.
Good point.
So it seems like they were using it year-round.
Very good point.